But I'm seeing a whole mind shift in the way that FOIA is viewed by the rank and file person in the public. The nature of the requests have changed. They have gotten to be more complex because we at the OCC are trying to make as much information available proactively as possible via the World Wide Web. But then that opens the floodgate of the stuff that isn't there, and people say, well, I want everything on X or I want everything on Y. So we're going through our information systems and scanning them, and I'm seeing now requests that encompass like 45,000 pieces of paper. And it's just mind-blowing as to what people are asking for, and we're trying to be open. We're trying to be as transparent as possible, but also weighing the need for us to keep stuff confidential about banking.
Let me shift. Edie, you look at it from a different perspective, housing. What are you seeing from a FOIA request perspective?
The housing crisis over the last few years has had a huge impact on our FOIA requests that we're getting in. So we're seeing tons of information and data requests that are coming in respect to the housing crisis. The backlog of the FOIAs actually has declined as a result of our FOIA environment today, so that's been huge for us.
Let's talk about the FOIA environment today. There was a memo or an order from the president talking about document management, electronic records management. They even mentioned the big buzzword cloud. You both have taken your FOIA systems to the cloud. How's that working, and what kind of difference is it making from a day-to-day process perspective? Let me start with Edie.
When we went to the cloud, the biggest thing we noticed was improved performance in our system. So people weren't waiting to get documents loaded and doing searches for documents. So that was the biggest thing that we noticed and the biggest thing that the users noticed. From an IT perspective, we obviously noticed huge performance improvements in the environment. Our systems were up 95 or more percent of the time consistently. So that was huge for us. The other thing we noticed is a reduction in cost for our support services. So that was huge. Anytime we can save a dollar, we're trying to save a dollar.
And you mentioned that the reduction in costs are actually fairly significant, double-digit percentages over the last 2 years?
Last year, we were able to reduce our support costs by 25%, and this year, we've been able to reduce our support costs by 22%. So we're seeing a consistent decline in the support costs as a result of the new environment.
And just real quick, when you talk about support costs, we're talking about the support costs of the system or the support costs of people having to look for documents and process the documents and mail documents, or both?
Actually, both. The support environment, support savings that we're seeing is a result of us being able to actually take on more work from the federal government perspective as opposed to having to contract that out. And then the environment itself just allows the searches to be done much faster.
Let me move over to Frank. What are you guys seeing from your cloud implementation?
The whole electronic availability to be able to handle FOIA on an electronic level has vastly improved the way we handle FOIA. And some products that are available out in the marketplace have made my job a little easier in the fact of reviewing all these thousands of pages. I can do it automatically based on keywords and things of that nature. The cloud has allowed us to even go more, one step further, to not worry so much about records disposition and that sort of thing, because in our cloud environment, we've already set the bar for when things are destroyed. So it's an automatic exercise. And so therefore, we're not boxing up records and sending them away and then destroying them and blah, blah, blah. So it's a great tool. And the whole realm of electronics and FOIA, it's a great marriage.
Is the cloud making that storage, that search better, different, easier?
There is a tool that I've used, and there's different products throughout the marketplace that do this. But for example, in one particular request, I uncovered 1,500 responsive documents, but I knew there were duplicates there. And so to sit there and go through, you exhaust your 20 business days to just try and identify the duplicates and eliminate them. But this tool allows me to just press a button, basically, and it finds all the duplicates. So in that particular request, where there were 1,500 documents, it was whittled down to one-third of that, of original one documents, no dupes.
So, Edie, your perspective, are you seeing the same thing where if you're searching for documents, if you get a big request in, you're able to process that request in more time and at a pace that maybe previously would have taken weeks or months?
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that helps that is we now have the ability from our public-facing website for the public to be able to actually submit their request online and, if they so require, to receive the response online. So the requests are being handled much quicker, and the people are getting the responses much quicker. So that's huge.
From a back-office perspective, when you guys are taking in documents and then processing documents, is your ability to do that changed as well? Or has it gotten harder because, as Frank kind of talked about, there are more requests or more people interested because you are putting more out there than people, well, what about this one and that one?
It's really nice because from the public's perspective, when they submit a request, again, through our public-facing website, that request is automatically input into the FOIA system. So there's no paper. We're actually able to address the Government Paperwork Elimination Act. So that's a big help. Less boxes to ship off to NARA.
With our ability to accept requests online, we're finding that when people put in their requests, they put in more types of stuff that they really shouldn't, such as they're including bank account information and mortgage account information. So we have to go through and sanitize that for our FOIA log purposes. But the neat thing about getting all these requests in electronically, it cuts down on the actual logging in of a request. And second of all, when we have a massive pile of paper to share with people, we have an ability, we have a server that we can post the documents to, and then the people sign on with their sign-on credentials, go out, and they can actually either save the document to their desktop or the pile to their desktop, or they can just leave it out on our website and it'll stay there for a few weeks, and then it will be cleaned off as a matter of maintenance. But it's made our job a lot easier in terms of just disseminating the paper.
I think the other thing, too, that's interesting is with our environment, we now have the ability to automatically redact documents. So the hard part for the users was actually getting rid of their Sharpie pens. So they don't, you know, you don't have to sit through tons and tons of documents and do the redaction. And when you redact them, it automatically assigns the codes to them. So that's a huge time saver.
Frank, you're seeing the same thing, I can tell.
Technology is a good thing from our perspective because if we get a large file where it's loaded with personal information, all we have to do is input the chain of stuff that we're wanting to take out and press a button. It goes through and it assigns the redactions and it also assigns the exemptions to the redactions. So my staff is not being overcome by the fumes of those awful pens, those redacting pens.
Security, you hear a lot about that and it's a worry about the cloud. Both of you have different kinds of data, a lot of PII data. How did you address this cloud and security issue?
The company that provides the products out there, they are, you know, NIST and FISMA compliant. They meet our government security requirements on top of that. They have to prove that. And they also have disaster recovery environments, so if something goes wrong, they have a disaster recovery environment. They participate in our disaster recovery exercises, so that's important to us. Other than that, the security is just as secure, if not more so, than before.